Internet, and welcome to the 382nd episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on October 20th, 2021. I have been in Who is Pepe Silva mode since about 7 a.m., so I'm going to punt it to you guys for a topic to talk about.
Pepe Silvia.
Pepe Silvia, god
damn
it. Who's
Pepe Silvia? He doesn't exist.
The box is full of Pepe.
You tell him he doesn't exist. I got boxes and boxes full of Pepe. I keep getting his fucking mail. He's bleeding this company dry.
So I march down to Carol from HR, and I knock on her door. Carol! Carol! Turns out there is no Carol from HR. This company's a goddamn ghost town.
Charlie, Carol from HR is on vacation.
Okay, not only do all of these people exist, but they've all been asking about their mail for weeks. I did a thing this morning, and I'm curious what y'all cross-country boys think.
To try and go for a run?
I went for an early morning jog.
Oh, shit!
Damn.
Here we go. That's our boy. How'd it feel? How far'd you go? Give us the details.
So I measured from my house to the end of the road where you ran to, Lucas, from your house in North Hollywood, California.
Yeah.
In hot weather and everything like that. It's about 0.7 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nearing the end of the road. So I was like, hey, you know what? Take it slow. Take it easy. Probably there back, you know, just under 3 miles. Just a chill first run. I made it halfway to the end of the road before I had to stop running. Holy shit, you guys. I did not realize how bad I am. I'm like, I've been playing football every week for like a couple months. Like, you know, I'm not in good shape, but I'm probably not just detrimental shape.
Mm-hmm.
No, I legitimately ran 0.3 miles uphill, granted, but at a slow pace and had to stop. Because, like, my chest started hurting. Like,
that's normal.
And then was walking. I've never had that happen to me before.
No, that's what your body feels like when you run.
Oh, great. Well,
get used to
I've
that.
I've done running before, and it wasn't that. Ran 0.3 miles, granted uphill, then walked. And, like, the whole way back was just, like, nauseous and just, like, boy, if I'm going to vomit, like, don't want to do it in these people's yards. Probably should do it in the street. Do I, like, find a gutter and, like, get right up next to the gutter? Like, what's... I was thinking about that. That's where I was physically and emotionally.
Yes.
So
I'm still not in last place in terms of cardiovascular health.
Did you have anything to eat beforehand? Like, was there...
Yeah, I ate a banana. I know it's supposed to be, like, quick food if you're not going to have a big gap. Mm. Just, like, something to get you going, drink some water. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people were even saying a sports drink, which I can also try. But, no, I think I'm just in very bad shape. Like, horrendous shape. Every weekend for, like, the last... Wow. Actually, I started in, like, May. So, in theory, in, like, 5 months... With some weekends like here and there that I didn't go, I've been playing football for like 4 hours. Like,
yeah,
at least 3 hours straight.
What position are you usually playing?
There's only like receivers and quarterbacks.
Okay.
And like defense in flag football. There's not really anything else. So, yeah, always receive. I'm always running.
Yeah.
But like, I guess it's just short sprints and stuff like that. But boy,
granted I'm no biologist, but I would have thought all of those short sprints would have added up to the distance you described, and then that would have been totally fine. That would have been 1-to-1,
way more,
right?
Over the course of 3 to 4 hours, I'm definitely running unbelievable amounts more than 0.3 miles. So yeah.
Could have also been like the morning. Like I've tried to exercise in the morning before. I always thought like, oh, like exercise in the morning before I shower get the day going, don't have to worry about exercising in the afternoon, like after work and shit. Can't do it. Like, my body's not functional. I know Jade exercises well in the morning, but like I've gone to the gym at like 7 a.m. and I can't physically lift the weights that I would have like 12 hours later. And after going on the like elliptical for 10 minutes, I'm gassed. So like maybe it was because it was the morning. Try it again, maybe in the afternoon sometime.
No.
Oh, okay.
Fuck all that. I'm definitely never... The whole point was to do something in the morning. I've been going to bed an hour earlier because Angel goes to bed at that time, and I just was like, why am I not... You know, like why not just like go to bed at the same time and everything like that? And so I've just had an hour basically every day, and I've been just like setting my alarm for my old wake-up time and never really get to it, but I wake up anywhere between... You know, like where I would normally set my alarm for and like where I should be setting my alarm for to get the proper amount of sleep. Just like let my body wake up naturally and everything like that. And then I'll just like hang out in bed for a little bit and like take a really long shower. And before I know it, like I haven't saved any time. I've just burned an hour of my day that I could have had at the back end of the day before and everything like that. And so I was just like, what am I doing here? Like... I should do something. Why not try to get in a little bit better shape? And I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
Well, so it sounds like you should be doing some sort of extra cardio exercise.
I agree. In the morning.
Yeah.
So, like, and you don't want to go to the gym or anything, right?
It's just, I don't think I have really time for that sort of thing. I'm not going to wake up any earlier. I'm seeking to fill... the allotted time that has been created, nothing more, nothing less. Oh God, I've seen those things before.
Oh boy, Andrew just pulled out a Stepmaster or something to that effect.
It's like a desk, desk elliptical thing. No, I've seen those. Those things don't work, right?
It's not a desk elliptical. You don't do it while sitting down. It's the same motion as like an elliptical. You're standing up. You're kind of pedaling downwards, and it is cardio exercise. Like, it is. I get tired. I get sweaty. I breathe heavy. Obviously, it's not going to be as sophisticated as, like, a full-on elliptical at a gym. But if you don't want to spend a lot of money, this thing was, like, $40 on Amazon. And, hey, I've given you other options, you know? Running later. Going, like, doing stuff at the gym. Stationary bikes, stuff like that. I personally like the stationary bike for cardio exercise. And you don't...
I was just going to run again.
You said fuck all that. I said try again in the afternoon.
No, fuck all that as in running in the afternoon.
Oh, I thought you meant like, no, I'm never going to run again.
No, fuck all that. Like, no, I'm not running in the afternoon. You're an insane person. Okay. Like, I'm seeking to fill this 1 hour of time that I found
myself. Okay, then do that.
I'm just going to run again.
Run in the morning. Keep doing that.
Speaking from personal experience, you run through Burbank in the afternoon, you're going to get hit by a car. Like that.
There's a lot of that's another thing is the neighborhood that I'm running through is very, it's like somewhat well-to-do, you know, like upper middle class. It's not like bougie or anything, but it, like, definitely better off than not. So like I'm running through it around the same time everyone's leaving for school, so it is a little weird. Like, it's just a lot of parents loading their kids into cars and driving away while I'm just running. Some dude who clearly hasn't showered and isn't running very fast, and then at some point started walking. Like, yeah. Oh well. It's also fucking cold.
Yeah.
This is legitimately 50 degrees when I was doing it this morning. I was like, holy shit. This is the coldest I've felt in a really long time.
I
come back to Wisconsin.
Yeah, no.
I
fuck all that.
Yeah. No, I love 50 degrees being the coldest I've felt in a really long time. That's a perk.
Yeah, I think last night was the first time I was just full on comforter. I have my comforter over me as I'm sleeping. And you know what? Felt good. Curled up in that. Toasted a little cinnamon bun. Dug it.
You guys going to do the ceremonial swap since you guys have central air from cool to heat? Is that, have you gotten to that point yet or not yet?
Not quite, because I have like coffee in the morning and like tea. I'm warm enough in the mornings, you know, and I like a little icy. Gives me an edge. But
okay, this is feeling like last winter where you're frozen. I like it. Builds character. No, I don't know. Me and Ian did that, I remember. And then there'd always be like some random day where it was like 90 degrees out and we had to turn it back to AC. But for the most part, yeah, you just like for a solid whatever months, it doesn't get warm enough in the apartment to justify AC. So it's just always on heat mode, like bringing it up to like 70 degrees or whatever.
Are you? I don't know enough about how HVAC works. If you turn the AC on and it's set for higher than like the
outdoors. It doesn't run.
It does. Oh, it just doesn't
run. Well, not outdoors. It has nothing to do with outdoors. It's just, it's taking a measurement of the temperature in the apartment.
Yeah. Got
it. That's why when it's set to auto. So it kicks on whenever it goes a degree above what you have it set to until it gets back to that degree and then it shuts off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing with heat. Like if it's cold, it just pumps out hot air until the thermometer that it has says it's warm enough, and then it turns out.
Yep.
Oh, also, Ryan, Ian, and I finally got our electric bill for our new place, and y'all might have been getting ripped off at the old apartment.
Why?
It's like $65 a month for power here.
No, that's not right. Like, you guys didn't get your bill for months, you're saying?
Well, no, we got it, like, it's backdated, like, the 2 months we've lived here. Like, 65
each.
Been
there for longer than 2 months, right?
That sounds about right.
At least three.
I think. Well, I don't think it turned over until. Wait, did we move in July or August?
Yeah.
No, I think a part of the building covered the July bill. Maybe. I know we set it up for that, but I don't know. It's screwy.
So how much?
That's not enough. Like, you guys have your AC set way too low for that. I've been in your apartment. It's cold.
No.
You guys set it to what? Like 72?
74 sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, we had it set to 75. Like, that's insane.
It sounds like you're getting ripped off.
Is it 65 per person?
No, actually.
Because
that
would be about right.
No, collectively, it's been 65 a month.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like enough.
Sounds like you were just inefficient with your electricity, Ryan.
We had it set to 75 when I was living with Ian. What's your electric bill, Andrew?
In the summer when we have to have the AC on? Yeah, like 65, 70 bucks.
I could see you skimping out on AC, though.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I could see you guys being not like a set and forget. Like, you guys are like monitoring it.
We don't have central air. We have a window unit. Like.
Andrew's big don't touch the thermostat dad energy.
No. When it's hot out, we turn it on and then we leave it on usually for like a long time, and at night it gets cooler, so we turn it off.
My explanation so far is that I imagine our new refrigerator in our new place much, much more efficient than the one we were renting in the old place.
And also
we haven't
AC
run...
AC literally dwarfs everything else. It's insane.
You also haven't run the dishwasher at all because you haven't had a working dishwasher.
Get ready for winter, like when there's no AC, it's literally going to get more than cut in half. Like,
all right.
AC accounts for more than every other appliance combined. Because in the winter months, me and Ian would be like 45, 50 bucks for power. But in the summer, it'd be like 120. So. IDK, fam.
Yeah. What?
What if that power was coming from Ian just like growing weed?
Mining Bitcoin?
No, I was going to say growing weed, but it could have been mining Bitcoin.
And that would be sneaky
of
him.
Get those UV lamps
going. Make me split the power of cutting his costs in half on his Bitcoin mining operation. I mean, it's somewhat comparable here. It's lower because, we just have like the window unit, but I don't know.
Fair.
It's definitely like around 100 bucks here in the summer at our new spot. I can look it up.
Ian just a low-key set up a whole hydroponic setup without me noticing.
Never know.
Impressive. All right, what's something hip we can talk about other than our deteriorating bodies and the electric bill?
Have you guys fucking seen Kanye meeting with Michael Cohen with that weird, like, latex white person mask?
No.
It's fucking hilarious. You gotta check it out. Type in Kanye West, Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen.
Also, Kanye legally changed his name to Ye. So, not that that really matters.
Is it pronounced Ye or Ye?
Ye. Like Kanye. Ye.
Ah.
Kanye West dons bizarre mask for second Michael Cohen meeting. Why is he meeting with Michael Cohen?
I don't know.
Much?
Maybe someone knows, but I don't know. If you type in Michael or Kanye Michael Cohen, it's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
That's horrifying.
The paparazzi picture.
Yep.
Where Michael Cohen and him are hanging out. Mm-hmm. And like, it's like
he's got his hands in his jacket. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have his sunglasses over it, so it looks way weirder.
Oh, I have not seen the one without the sunglasses.
Oh. Yeah, it's in this article. I can send it on page 6.
Which is funny that he's wearing sunglasses over top of a latex mask.
It's so that the eye holes aren't super disturbing. Because, trust me, look at the picture where he doesn't have where the sunglasses aren't there. And yeah, it looks weird.
He's got sunglasses on in both of these. Oh, wait, yeah, shit.
Both of them,
fuck.
Yeah, wait, no, the third
that one. Oh my god. That's awful.
That's why he's wearing the sunglasses. There's just holes like a serial killer would cut out of, like, newspaper.
Yeah, seriously, though, why is he meeting with Michael Cohen?
No idea. You're talking about real estate.
He would don the mask to get some privacy. Okay, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, does he really think it's a disguise? Like, I feel like this has to be an actual, like, publicity stunt, not the other way around.
Kanye saw the first half of that I think you should leave sketch.
Yeah.
Didn't get the
so
punchline
on my face.
See fucking shit out of this thing.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. God,
just go over there and slam their tray on the ground. Oh, well, that'll make people laugh. That'll be funny.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be around.
God, the way he's walking, too. He's like, I am a human being. I will walk with a slight waver swing back and forth.
Hey, Michael, what would you like to consume at this coffee bar? I don't know. Yeah, maybe coffee? Yes, coffee. Puts it up to his rubber mask and just spills it all over the front of it.
Yeah, but it's like, what's it called? Like, hypolipid or whatever, and it's just like running right off the mask very smoothly, yeah. Like, down into his clothes.
No, I imagine the coffee's so hot that it melts the latex to his face, making it permanent.
Oh.
Being just the next stage in Kanye's villain origin story.
Yeah. That's the next level of the Michael Jackson thing.
Hello, I'm a regular human man, and not two trench coats in a Kanye.
Yeah, boy. Michael fucking Cohen. He's like just out of jail, right?
Yeah.
Like, very recently.
Doesn't feel like it was long enough, honestly.
Well, I think it was 3 years, right?
Well, that's fair. What exactly did you get dinged for again?
It was, was it witness tampering?
Was it perjury or some shit?
Was it just perjury? Blah, blah, blah. Violating campaign finance violations, tax fraud, and bank fraud.
Oh, okay.
and entered a second guilty plea for lying to a Senate committee about efforts to build Trump Tower in Moscow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sentenced to 3 years in federal prison on December 12th, 2018. He was disbarred. He was released from prison back during the COVID days and served the rest of his sentence under house arrest.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now. Cushy. It's so funny because, like, this made it so clearly obvious that the whole goddamn campaign was just a mafia operation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He's the only one that got fucking pinged.
Roger Stone got pinged. There's definitely...
I don't think Roger Stone got a jail sentence.
Really? I thought he was in prison right now.
Was he?
Yeah, thought so.
Because I remember the whole Roger Stone thing where he literally threatened to kill a witness. But...
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, yeah, Stone got pardoned.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Roger Stone did get convicted and was sentenced to 40 months in prison. So yeah, he definitely got pinged, just and got fucking commuted. But yeah, he...
Did Flynn get pardoned too? I'm pretty sure he got
Flynn's
pardoned.
Definitely. I know for a fact Flynn's out because he's...
No,
like,
I know he's out. Now. I just couldn't remember if he ever got an actual sentence or not. I know he got in a bunch of trouble for being a spy, but...
Flynn moved to withdraw his guilty plea. Originally he pleaded guilty. Then he withdrew it. And then he was issued a pardon. Yeah, it doesn't sound like he got convicted.
What? Wait, you can issue a pardon for somebody who isn't convicted?
No,
I think so.
That kind of sounds like
I think you can that... just eliminate a crime from ever happening.
Yeah. So it was Roger Stone who got charged with witness tampering,
mm-hmm.
obstructing an official proceeding, and making false statements to Congress.
Yeah.
Michael Cohen got charged with 5 counts of tax evasion, 1 count of making a false statement to a financial institution, willfully causing an unlawful corporate contribution, making an excessive campaign contribution at the request of a candidate or campaign, and making false statements to a congressional committee. So Michael Cohen also, after house arrest, was then spotted at a restaurant, just like not mm-hmm. on house arrest, clearly. So then he was rearrested for violating his house arrest.
Wait, he didn't have an ankle monitor or anything?
I don't know. I mean, I imagine that the ankle monitor isn't like, you know, if you violate it, they send a bunch of SWAT units to come pick you up. It could be just like it's tracking you. And when they notice, they like make a note of it and then
mm-hmm.
come get you later.
Like, yeah. Okay. They can say like, hey, we saw you were in fucking downtown 2 days ago. Yeah. Yeah, I got a sandwich. Okay. Put your hands behind your back.
Like, yeah, you're under arrest. Sorry, bud. That would make more sense like from a fiscal standpoint, like mm-hmm. to not spend all that money, you know where they are. Like to not send people.
Yeah, unless that like ping is in like LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah,
you're probably
that ping
fine.
Is in Niagara, upstate New York, like running through the woods to the nearest border location.
I think pop culture has conditioned me to think ankle monitors are much more hardcore shit than what they actually are.
I think they are hardcore shit. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, like, it's not an immediate gratification. Like,
as much as
it's
everyone
not like
likes
when you step outside of your house, immediately a helicopter comes in and stops you.
As much as it's become like an internet joke and so many people like to think they have an FBI agent trained on them at all times, it's not really how it works.
No.
It's just not possible.
There's so many more people in, like, the criminal justice system than there are fucking lawmen.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope, a few years ago, was charged with house arrest, but he was allowed to play basketball, like, at home games to like make money so he could pay his child support and alimony and stuff like that. So he was playing with an ankle bracelet.
Oh, that's so funny.
There's a lot of pictures of an active NBA player playing with an ankle monitor.
There's someone out there watching TV like, man, I can't even go to a fucking bar without going back to prison. This guy.
Well, it was like all of his earnings were being, what's it called? Not pilfered. What do they call that? Fuck. What is that? Like when they're just taking your paycheck basically to pay off all your debts and everything.
I know what you're saying.
Garnished?
I can't think of.
I think
garnished.
I think they were garnishing his wages 100%. Like, so it was almost like if he doesn't play, he doesn't make money. So these people still get screwed. So we're just going to let him play so these people can at least get their money. Like, yeah. And then right back to his house he goes. So that's interesting.
That's definitely an elephant in the room.
But what if he wants to go to a strip club for the wings specifically?
Ah, man. Sweet Lou. Yeah, there's a bunch of hilarious pictures of Kentavious Caldwell Pope. He was playing for the Lakers too back then.
Oh. Crazy. Still active?
Yeah. I don't think he's on the Lakers anymore, but he was on the Lakers.
He's on the
last
Wizards.
Year. Yeah.
Was it?
God, he went to die. He went from like the odds-on favorites to win the championship to potentially the worst team in the NBA.
I mean, it sounds like he had a lot going on, a lot of stuff off the court that might contribute to a deteriorating performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, he got a ring with the Lakers.
Yeah, he got the one, and he got the bubble guppy ring.
So, like, was he just...
He was arrested for driving under the influence while speeding 70 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone.
Bad.
But then the charges were dropped, but he was found guilty for permitting someone else to drive under his influence. I don't know what that means.
Did he have one of his kids that he wasn't paying child support to drive his car?
I genuinely don't know. And then he was sentenced to a year of probation, which he violated, which caused him to have a jail sentence of 25 days. And then he petitioned to serve it in a, what's it called? A pay-to-stay facility, where he was allowed a work release to take part in the practice session and in-home games with an ankle monitor. He was not allowed to play away games. So during his 25-day pay, I've never heard of these, by the way. A pay-to-stay facility.
Yeah, no.
Which is just like rich people prison that you pay money to serve your sentence at.
That's not great for society.
That sounds so fucking bad.
I mean,
holy shit.
My God.
You can just not. I mean, look, he violated his parole.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's not like he was a fucking menace to society or
no,
anything.
I know.
Well,
but
that
like,
drunk driving is a little.
Charges were dropped. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, how do you drop? Because, like, charges for drunk driving are not filed by citizens, they're filed by the state. How does the state drop charges?
Well, they just assumed he was drunk because he was going 70 in a 25, which, like. Where I live, people do that shit. Like,
I've done that.
It's absolutely just a thing. How?
I was stupid. It was like
25.
It was 1 in the morning. This okay. So this story time.
Boy, in a video game. Use the disclaimer.
In a video game. I was working late at a restaurant in the video game. We had to stay super late, so I didn't get out until like 1:30 in the morning, and then I had to drive home in the video game. And my character was so tired that he was deathly afraid of falling asleep at the wheel. So his logic was, faster. I need to get home as soon as possible. So
70?
So he went 70 through town.
God,
or it was 25.
Damn.
Then he got a text from a girl that he knew that was leaving a party that saw him and said, please slow down.
Sounds reasonable. Like 50, yeah, I see that shit almost every day in a 25. 70 is like, holy shit, you're just freeway speed.
No, I would have absolutely, my character would have lost his license.
Yeah, no, literally. Might have struggled to get it back. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it sounds like they just assumed he was drunk. Charges were dropped. But then, yeah, he was found guilty for permitting someone else to drive under his influence. Does that mean that he was drunk with someone who was like under 16?
Yeah.
Have their official license yet and still had like a learner's permit, so
that's where my mind
the
goes.
Adult that they're with has to be sober, because then like, yeah, like this is a technicality, definitely not good, he should know better. But yeah, like someone, if it's someone on their learner's permit, just like you're drunk and they're driving you home and they don't have their full license yet, which is not allowed, then all right, we're starting to split some legal hairs here.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild layers. That he got sentenced to a year of probation for that, honestly. Let's see if Wikipedia has an alternative story.
Back to our original point that we were getting at is that
go ahead.
Like there are absolutely like special rich people prisons. Like Michael Cohen. Yeah. Michael Cohen had access to the internet and a laptop and like fancy food in his prison cell.
Ain't that the truth?
And I remember because he got in trouble in the prison because he was buying and selling stocks from his prison cell, which was one of the things he was not allowed to do while in prison. And we're like, wait, this motherfucker has internet access? Oh, he's got a computer. He's got a computer in his jail cell.
God, dude, can you imagine? That actually sounds nice.
Yeah, it does. I'd go to like the Goodfellas prison if I was one of the Goodfellas, where you just get
you're literally
fucking awesome.
You
shit.
Don't have any responsibilities. All you can do is just chill. Like it's like a forced vacation where you can't possibly do anything. Like you're literally not allowed to do anything. So you just
that sounds fucking dope.
Yeah, fall down all the YouTube rabbit holes.
Go to the prison library.
Play some PC games.
I'd find a way to fuck it up. I'd get in there and I'd be like, okay, all the time in the world now, I'm going to use this to be productive and become a TikTok star. Here we go. I'm immediately undermining the point.
I will use this special place of privilege within the prison to get really good at prison fights.
Okay, so there were two different incidences with Kentavious Caldwell Pope. God, this is so weird. So he was put on the program, like a drug and alcohol screening program, for a year because they arrested him under suspicion of drunk driving, even though all the charges were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pled guilty to a lesser charge, which was from even earlier than that, which was the allowing, you know, or like someone operating under your supervision while you're intoxicated or whatever. Yeah. Weird shit, man.
This is odd.
I think, yeah, maybe he just had a minor drive him home when he was drunk, right?
Or someone without a driver's license type thing.
Yeah.
Your friend doesn't have a driver's license, they still drove you.
Right.
Pled guilty to that, and then the 12 months probation, which he violated.
Hmm.
So, and then that all led to, yeah, him serving at Seal Beach Police Department Detention Center. So.
Sounds rather nice.
Oh, rather nice.
And this was a rather, rather nice episode of the Quarantine Cast, episode 382. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for highlights. Act Blue link in the description if you want to help a collection of great progressive causes. And if you want to help this cause, this podcast, you can support us on Patreon or through the Anchor Podcast platform. Send us your questions, business opportunities, voluntaryviewing at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at @V2_podcast for updates. And follow me at @LucasDeWriter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Halfway through the week, everyone. Good luck with the rest of it.